This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
All right, we have some power rankings and mock drafts to get through because I know Kevin loves mock drafts. It's one of his favorite things.
No.
But the first thing we got to get to is this story I just saw on TMZ, Kevin, TMZ Sports. Did Tony Romo break up in the worst possible way with Jessica Simpson? All right,
I'm listening. I'll be the judge of this.
Okay, and because one time I broke up with a girlfriend, I left her a message on her voicemail or her answering machine because it was way back in the day. And my dad was like, you have to talk to this person face to face. You can't just do it this way. Did Tony Romo do it in a terrible way? I'll tell you in just a moment. 877-881-1053. What's the worst way to break up with somebody?
A post-it note?
Yeah. Where do you leave it?
On their car?
How?
Well, I mean, it would be worse if you put it on their head while they were sleeping.
You're writing on there too, like, you suck at parking, by the way, we're done.
Oh my gosh. All right, so Jessica Simpson was on the Today Show, and this was a moment where she saw a picture of herself that changed the way she looked at herself.
In 2009, she was dating Tony Romo, who played for the Dallas Cowboys at the time. She says she was feeling confident when she took the stage at a chili cook-off in South Carolina. Then came the photos.
This picture that circulated and went worldwide broke my heart.
She calls that chapter in her book Death by Mom Jeans and says she was a size 4 when those photos were taken.
One of your first thoughts, though, you felt bad for Tony.
I know. I think that comes from other relationships. Tony never made me feel that way. I always felt confident when I was with Tony.
Now, Kevin, you've been fat before.
Yes.
I've been fat before.
I also looked at these pictures.
Oh, yeah? Did she look fat? Or was it just the jeans? Because, dude, whenever she was rocking the Dukes of Hazzard, like, that was premium Jessica Simpson.
Oh, man.
She doesn't look...
Wait, is my mic on?
Some of the angles are weird. There is one angle where you're just like, those jeans are not working for you.
Okay, all right.
Daisy Dukes are working.
I wouldn't say fat at all.
All right, okay. Well, she also spelled out in her new book, Open Book.
Nice.
Which, if it's sitting on the counter, don't you just go, I have to listen to that book. It says open it. She broke her silence about her relationship with Tony Romo. She said she ran into John Mayer at her parents' house and didn't tell Tony. But he eventually found out through an email from John to Jessica Simpson.
Oh, dear.
She said, Tony accused me of seeing John behind his back.
How did he see Jessica's email?
Come on, dude.
Did he hack
into
it?
I don't know about it. Maybe he just like, I don't know, Kevin.
Okay.
You don't scroll. If it's open, though, you can look, right?
But don't scroll.
I hadn't cheated on Tony at all, but I could not lie and say I hadn't seen him.
Oh.
She told Tony that nothing happened, but Tony did not buy her story because it's John Mayer, right?
Sure.
We all know about John Mayer, all right?
Yeah.
She said Tony didn't believe that for a second. And within that second, he broke up with me right there. 2 years gone with an email. Oh, so he didn't break up with her via email.
With an email?
Well, it was because
you got mail.
She said goodbye. Later that she knew he wouldn't go talking to the media about everything, but he soon realized that she was telling the truth.
Does she still have that email?
I'm interested to know. I'm interested to know if she has it.
I wonder if he signed like 9.
Yeah. So... she said John had said all these things, practically asked my parents for my hand in marriage while I was in a serious relationship, swearing up and down that he was a changed man. Now here I was ready to pledge my love back and to kiss him as the curtain came down and it fell on my head all this time, all those years. So there you go. John Mayer did break up Tony Romo and Jessica Simpson.
Sounds like that was Jessica Simpson's fault for not being honest.
Hey, John came by.
Yeah, like if you have an ex that swings
this
by your
happens,
house...
So.
It looks way worse if you keep it a secret.
Uh-huh.
And, like, this is the best part is you know that your current wants to make fun of your ex. Just a heads up in case you didn't know that. That's definitely a thing. You can be like, oh, yeah, guess who showed up? Crazy blibbity blabbity wanted to. And you're like, that's weird. But instead, if you keep it a secret, And then he's clearly hacked into your email or whatever. And he's like, hey, did so-and-so show up at your house and you didn't tell me? Then you sound guilty no matter what. Because you're like, yeah, but nothing happened. I didn't say did anything happen. No, but I was just telling you that nothing happened when he showed up at my house that I didn't tell you about. Like, that just sounds wrong, and you didn't do anything. So just make fun of them. You'll be fine.
I feel like I was a John Mayer in a recent relationship. A couple weekends ago, a girl told me that I broke up her and her boyfriend because one night I offered to let her just hop in my Uber to the next spot because she was one of my good friends, whatever. And I guess her boyfriend at the time thought that we hooked up in the back of the Uber, which did not happen. I just found out a couple weekends ago, and then it turns out he is a big-time Tolo.
Oh, well, a couple things about that.
Is he still Tolo? I mean,
I don't know.
I mean, a couple things about that.
Can
that
break
relationship,
up with the girl, just not the station.
I'm innocent. I didn't do anything.
That relationship was doomed to fail because he already had a really low opinion of her. If just her hopping in the back of an Uber made her think, did you hook up with somebody in the back of that Uber?
But it's Shippy's reputation more than hers, right?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so. Like,
maybe a combo.
I mean, it could be. That's probably fair. It could be a combo.
Hey.
But if your first thought is she rode in a car with Shippy, and your next thought is she probably hooked up in the back of that Uber.
And it was oddly specific what we did.
Okay.
Well, we might not be able to get into that. This is a family
can't.
Show. But that relationship wasn't going to last.
Okay. All right. Well, and
it didn't.
Go ahead, Shippy.
Oh, I was just going to say, it didn't last.
Okay. Yeah, it never did.
I didn't even know she was dating anybody, though.
Wow. So she didn't even tell. That's the thing, Kevin. She didn't even tell. She wasn't honest with Shippy. She wasn't honest with her boyfriend.
Be honest.
So, yeah. So there you go. Tony Romo and Jessica. I think, listen, he nailed it. He got the right one. He got the right one. Candace is amazing. She worked over at the TV station I worked at, and I used to see her doing her work down on the sidelines. She was working hard, and then she like hit the lottery, right? But she is a classy woman. She's just the right one. He made the right decision to move on from that. Can you imagine the chaos if he'd have stayed with Jessica Simpson?
Maybe they would have won a Super Bowl.
Dude, she cursed him that year. Wasn't it the pinky year, or was that the collarbone year?
I'm just saying, he didn't win a Super Bowl otherwise. Maybe this could have been the
game. Dang, man. All right.
You can't rule it out.
Somebody also said you forgot the part where Tony dumped her on her birthday. So, yeah,
It
was on her birthday that he broke up with her. So
that's, look, man.
And that's why John Mayer went to go see her.
You have to make that decision a couple weeks out, or you're just going to wait a couple more weeks. If you're thinking that's a possibility.
No, like, just do it.
No. If you're going to break up with your girl, do it now. Today is like the drop dead date. Don't wait any longer until Valentine's Day, or you have to stick around for another week or two.
You don't have to.
I mean, you should.
Wow, Kevin has a heart now. That's kind of weird.
Yeah, wait, what the hell is going on here?
Don't just break up with people face to face. Somebody on the fan text, Autoflex Leasing fan text, said, why? You're done with that person. You don't have to see them anymore.
Because you're not a monster.
I did have a girl show up at my house once, and I just decided I was going to start dating somebody else, and so I didn't answer the door. And then I never answered the phone from there on.
That's different. If somebody just shows up, that's weird.
I knew she was coming over.
Oh, okay. Well, then
I'm
a monster. You knew she was coming over, and you're like, I'm not going to answer.
That was a really rude decision of mine. All right, so let's go ahead and hit these preseason power rankings, Kevin. This is preseason for next season.
The NFL season's been over for a whole 2 days. Might as well get to it.
No, well, here's the thing. ESPN has the Cowboys ranked at number 12. And I want to know, is that too high based on what we just saw with this season? 877-881-1053. Are the Cowboys currently ranked too high, too low, or just right? 877-881-1053. They're ranked number 12.
Oof. It's too high.
All right, why?
Because,
like, you just added a better coach, right? And you bring back pretty much the same team.
He's a better coach in theory. This is a... Man... Look, this is a real conversation we've had a couple times, and I'm going to point this out every single effing time.
Whoa.
He's a better coach in theory, but are you sure that that translates to Dallas? Because the hard fact we have to face, and I know we have Jerry on all the time, we have Steven on all the time, I love the Dallas Cowboys, but you can't ignore the fact that whether they deny it or not, that meddling narrative ain't going nowhere. And the thought is that people can be as good as you want until they come here, and then, I don't know. You know, Like, maybe
so you're not buying that he's going to be any a difference.
I mean, look, maybe their time had passed, but let's not pretend like this is the first coach who's come here with a Super Bowl before. Bill Parcells had won two Super Bowls and gotten another team to the AFC Championship game. Did he do that here? No. Did Wade Phillips do that here? No. And then he went somewhere else, even as a coordinator, and immediately made it to the Super Bowl. I don't think you can ignore the fact that sometimes people come here and it doesn't work out how you think. Why is the reason for that? Well, we all have our own theories and speculations that people aren't allowed to do their actual job the way they actually should with 100% autonomy. So I get that Mike McCarthy, I think, is a better coach than Jason Garrett. Will he be allowed to do the things that make him a better coach? I don't know. I don't think anybody can say that for sure.
From the 254, too low, we stink one year and then we're good the next. It's been happening like that for a decade. It gets old, to be honest.
That is an interesting theory. Even years are our years. So you know what? I might have been convinced. Put us up to number three.
From the 817, too high, too many undetermined factors. And from the 719, they should be ranked when they're picking the draft. 17th is about right.
And if you think about it, here are the teams that they're ahead of. And you're like, are you sure they're better than these teams? The Rams, the Eagles, the Falcons, the Bears. You're 100% sure you're going to be better than all of those teams. Because if you're not, all of a sudden you drop down to being the 10th best team in the NFC. Yikes. That's a pretty big drop right there.
Kevin, I have a 3-round mock draft available.
Oh, my God.
Chippy, I don't know if you know this about Kevin or not. 877-881-1053. Sean and RJ do the mock drafts every week, all right? They go around and find out who the Cowboys are taking at 17, who all the big dogs are predicting the Cowboys to take at 17. Chippy, Kevin hates mock drafts.
I don't understand.
This is weird to me. And, Kevin, I don't understand why you hate mock drafts so much. I think the Cowboys are ranked exactly where they should be right now. If they're at number 12, I don't think they're a top 10 team, but I think they're a fringe contender for the playoffs. But you hate mock drafts, and I have a perfect 3-round mock draft.
Yes.
No, you don't.
From NFL.com.
No, you don't.
Are we going to go by every name?
From the NFL's website. Yeah, right. We can do name by name for all three rounds.
It's fine. I'll tell you this right now. If all those picks are right, I will chop my finger off live on air after the NFL draft.
I need you to save this link, Shippy, because I want to confirm.
Yeah. I'll chop my finger off. One of my fingers off.
Which one would you choose?
Probably my index finger.
What?
That's the one you need the most.
I guess probably my pinky finger then. So this is why I think mock drafts are stupid.
What?
With all due respect to Dane, Kavanaugh, Broadus, Sean, and RJ, I think mock drafts now are stupid. None of that's going to happen. Like, maybe you get the number one or the number two pick right, but the rest of it is just a waste of time. You know why? Because the draft is in 2.5 months. You haven't done the combine. You haven't done any of the pro days. You haven't done any of the personal workouts. This is a waste of time. None of that stuff is going to happen. Like, just look back. Go look at Mel Kiper, Todd McShay. Go look at whoever's mock draft you want back in the month of February and tell me how many of those things actually happened. Not going to happen. Once we get to the month of April, that's fine. I'm all about listening to everything that you have to say because you've already seen the big thing come down, and now it's just like about shaking it all out. In February, none of the other important things past the Senior Bowl have happened. None of these things are going to happen. Stop it!
From the 214, you need your pinky to do blow, and then from the 214 also, what do the 78 experts at ESPN say about the mock draft? That's a good point. They do have too many mock drafters.
Exactly!
We need to just go back to the old days when there was the one expert of the draft, or maybe even the two, with McShay and the hairpiece guy.
Mel Kiper.
Yeah, because Kiper, like he
hairpiece guy.
He bit his whole career on one Clausen.
Jimmy Clausen.
He's like, I don't understand why nobody's drafted this guy. He's in the 5th round and it's too low.
And there's no accountability.
Oh,
all
wow.
Right.
So many people are just, they agree with you on this.
So, like, you could go through that mock draft and this person in 3 rounds, so they have 96 picks, they can get 2 right and nobody will say anything because it's so far out there. Like, oh, I can't believe you actually got 2 right. That's amazing. All right, fine. I'll go ahead and throw my mock draft out right now. I say that Joe Burrow is going to be the number one pick. I bet he is. What a genius I am. I say Chase Young is going to be the number two pick. I bet he is. Wow, revolutionary. And that's probably about how many this guy's going to get right.
They got CeeDee Lamb at 4.
What?
Yeah, they got CeeDee Lamb going 4.
Maybe he goes 17. Will anybody ever reference this again? No.
We will. We're going to come back to it. I'm saving this link, Kevin, because I want to see you chop your finger off.
From the 469, you don't even know who's going to get busted for weed
yet.
Yeah,
that's so true.
That is true.
I mean, just remember the Laramie Tunsil day. Kevin, I will say
or
this,
some
though.
Quarterbacks get a DWI.
Yeah, exactly,
then
Dak.
We draft him.
The one thing that I will say kind of stands out is if you go back and look at, like, the experts, Dane Brugler has one of the highest percentage hits. So when it comes to that, Dane's always been really good at that, and I think he's like a 62% guy. So that's really
in which month? I bet it's not in February.
Man,
I bet it's
their
not
finals.
In
their finals.
Okay.
Yeah,
and that's fine. Look, I put a lot of value in the mock drafts, the final ones, or even the ones in April. It's just the ones right now that beat me down.
From the 817, I mocked KNC to midday this time last year. What now, Kevin?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.